Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. It is Wednesday, the week is rolling along. When this show's over, we're in the home stretch for the wonderful weekend. I love it. Today is Wednesday, the 20th of March. March is almost done. Oh, March Madness is upon us. Doesn't it start tomorrow? Of course it does. March Madness starts tomorrow. And so many things going on. My gosh. All right. So look, the number one news story by a Texas mile, is the Biden administration announcing new climate rules to phase out gas cars and make sure the majority of vehicles sold by 2023 are either electric or hybrid. These people are insane. Joe Biden is a madman. I'll tell you the exact... I got to find the exact quote I put... I'll find it. Hold on. Here we go. Okay. Let's go to Twitter. I just want to show you what I wrote in response to this, because it's so true, and you need to hear it. You really need to hear it. So this is the murder of the middle class, which I wrote about. That was the name of my book from, 14 years ago? The murder of the middle class. Insane madmen of the Democrat Party, i.e. Communist Party, try to destroy the U.S. economy, destroy our quality of life, destroy all quality jobs, and wipe out the middle class forever. This is insanity. Climate rules to phase out gas cars. And Donald Trump responded exactly as I did. Trump campaign responds in force after Biden cracks down on gas cars, and Trump vows a day one reversal. Trump calls Biden's EV policy anti-jobs, anti-consumer, anti-American. This is insane. Nobody wants an electric car other than people who can afford to spend $150,000 on a Tesla. Nobody wants an electric car. Ford is phasing it out. GM is phasing it out. I even saw that Porsche is phasing out electric cars. And their stock went up on the day they announced that. It's truly insanity. At the very moment nobody wants an electric car, Biden is demanding that we phase out gas cars. There is no electric grid in America that would survive most people having an electric car, or half the people having an electric car, or 10% of the people having an electric car, and nobody wants that electric car. It's too expensive. And I've read you in the last few days the stats that show it is far more polluting than a gas-guzzling car. What it takes to make the battery and dispose of the battery, and really the big one, they said, is the tires. Because electric cars are so heavy because of the battery that they're like 30% heavier than a fuel-guzzling car. And because they're 30% heavier, they wear and tear on the tires one-third quicker. And all those little tire treads that go up in the air create massive pollution and, quote-unquote, climate change. Oh, the irony of it all. So in a statement to Fox News Digital, the Trump campaign said the new climate regulations unveiled today by the White House and the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, would force Americans to buy expensive electric vehicles, reduce consumer choice. President Trump will immediately strike down the regulations as soon as he's back in the White House. Joe Biden's extreme electric vehicle mandate will force Americans to buy ultra-expensive cars they do not want and cannot afford while destroying the U.S. auto industry in the process. This radical policy is anti-jobs, anti-consumer, and anti-American, and I agree wholeheartedly. 100%. It's insanity. And then, you know, I'm not a lawyer. I got to ask a lawyer about this because to me it's insanity. I can't imagine. That, let's say that Wayne Root wanted to put a wall up and the Supreme Court ruled in my favor that you could have a wall on the southern border. President Root was right. You could have a wall on the southern border. The case is concluded. And then the next day a federal court blocks it? I thought the Supreme Court is the last word in the land. Once they make their decision, it's over, right? I thought, and yet it's not. An appeals court reinstates the hold on Texas immigration law that stops them from local law enforcement arresting suspected illegal aliens. Now, how does that make sense when the Supreme Court just ruled and said Texas can arrest illegal aliens? Now a three-judge panel of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals votes 2-1, and I'm sure there are two Obama judges, to overturn a previous ruling by another panel of the same court that granted an administrative stay of the law's implementation. Does this make any sense? Didn't the Supreme Court just rule yesterday that Texas may, in fact, go ahead and arrest illegals? Now a smaller, lower court says you can't do that? I don't understand. What happened to the Supreme Court? It says here, this came hours after the U.S. Supreme Court's conservative majority rejected an emergency request from the Biden administration to review the stay ordered by the Fifth Circuit prior panel. In a win for Texas, the Supreme Court issued an order earlier on Tuesday that enabled the law known as SB 4 to be enforced while lower courts deliberated. I'd love to try that one on liberals. You know, let's just say it involved black people. Let's say it was about segregation. The Supreme Court ruled you can't have segregation, and the blacks cheered, and then tomorrow a lower court filled with three white Republicans wearing KKK hoods over their head said, no, we're going to look at it again. What do you mean? Didn't the Supreme Court just rule? I don't get it. Liberals get away with anything. Anything at all. Doesn't even matter what the Supreme Court rules. Unbelievable. Just amazing. And then really the funniest story of the year. Funniest story of the year. Mexico says it won't accept immigrants back to its territory from Texas under any circumstances. You know, what do they say in stores? If you break it, you own it. Once you let the illegals in, Mexico won't let any of them back. We don't want them. You know why they don't want them? Because they drain their resources. Because they're criminals. Because they cost a lot of money in prison. Because they cause a lot of crimes and kill a lot of people and rape a lot of women. And because they want welfare 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, the rest of their life, and food stamps. They want everything free and they do nothing but cause trouble, commit crimes, and hurt nice people. They don't want them back. You understand El Salvador and Venezuela, and I'm sure every other country in Central and South America, they all have the lowest crime and the lowest violent crime and the lowest murder rates in years because they've sent all their criminals to the United States, and they don't want them back either. Nobody wants them back. All these pieces of garbage flowing through the United States. Again, the media twists everything I say and Trump says out of context. I didn't say that every person coming across the border is a piece of garbage, but there are lots of pieces of garbage, subhuman being pieces of garbage coming through the strip who are violent criminals, rapists, murderers, carjackers, home invaders, kidnappers, armed robbers, you name it, they're coming across the border and they're making El Salvador great again and Venezuela great again and Mexico great again, but not the United States. And that's the difference between Trump and the Democrat Party. Democrats want to make Venezuela great again by taking in all their prisoners. Does it make sense? Mexican officials announced today the country will not accept immigrants deported by Texas under any circumstances. I mean, this is rich, huh? Mexico rejects any measure that allows state or local authorities to handle immigration control, detain, or return nationals or foreigners to Mexican territory. The Mexican government argued the law would criminalize immigrants and lead to separation of families. It added it would put its position before the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, where the law is headed for further consideration. Wow. Its brief is meant to provide information on the impact that the law will have on the Mexican or Mexican-American community and its effect on relations between Mexico and the United States. So, did we ever go to Mexican Supreme Court and argue that them allowing millions into our country is not good for relations between Mexico and the United States? Personally, I would bomb them to hell. I would say you either seal the border with your troops or we're going to bomb Mexico. We'll bomb your presidential palace. Who are you, a bunch of nobodies? Who gives a crap what Mexico thinks? Japan was much more powerful than Mexico's ever been in history. In World War II, we bombed Japan to hell. We dropped atomic bombs on them. You can't tell me we have no way to stop them. Cut off all the money to them. Cut off every dime in foreign aid and military aid and other forms of aid that we give Mexico. Cut it off to lay seal off the border. Crazy. Makes no sense. Our country is so dumb. So dumb. And of course, you heard yesterday the ruling by some liberal Obama judge. No doubt. A liberal judge ruled that an illegal alien can have a weapon, a gun. Can't have a gun. You and I can't have a gun. They don't want us having guns. I need to get a permit to carry a CCW in Las Vegas. But they caught an illegal alien with a gun. He had no permit. He's not even legally in the country. He's armed with a gun. He's got no permit for it. And the judge ruled that's okay. I can just picture it now. That's the next step. They're going to wave everybody in and give them guns as they enter the United States. And try and take our guns away. Because this is what I've said it was from day one. This is a communist takeover of the United States. A communist color revolution. And they're looking to kill us and imprison us and enslave us. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code ROAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code ROAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. This is Wayne Allyn Root for GotTruthAmerica.com. Nick Fiorello, founder of GotSpaceData.com, and his partner Dan Duquette, former general manager of the Boston Red Sox, share their real stories in the most corrupt courtroom in America at GotTruthAmerica.com. You'll be blown away by their stories, including their tech company's battle with George Soros and his Wall Street cronies. Soros and his investors are attempting a hostile takeover of their data center company, and now it's headed to the Supreme Court. Check it out now at GotTruthAmerica.com. Also, Nick shares his one-in-a-billion chance encounter in Cannes, France, with the notorious Irish gangster James Whitey Bulger in May of 2023. That means he has eyewitness proof Whitey Bulger is still alive. They launched GotTruthAmerica.com to expose Soros and his deep state cronies who are conducting their attack on President Trump and all patriots. Check it out now at GotTruthAmerica.com. That's GotTruthAmerica.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Hundreds of products are available right now during MyPillow's winter sale, up to 80% off. Plus, get free shipping for a limited time. The all-new MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Dream Sheets, designer My Towels, My Slippers, and so much more. Also, right now, take advantage of special offers on the new MyPillow 2.0, the greatest pillow ever created, and the new My Mattress Topper 2.0. Huge discounts are available at MyPillow.com with promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root.
You can also receive great offers on Mike Liddell's products at MyStore.com, also with promo code WAR. At MyStore.com, you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs. Get up to 80% off right now at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com during MyPillow's winter sale. And be sure to use promo code WAR at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. That's promo code WAR.
Raw and unfiltered.
Oma.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Now the root is on fire. Welcome back to the show. Sponsor of the show is War Beef, by the way. Americans are concerned about being able to feed their families today, tomorrow, anytime. By the way, as an aside, a great, great friend of mine, a very religious friend of mine who I trust, who is like a biblical scholar and who has read many of the great Christian scholars of all time, had visions, and their visions have come true again and again and again. They've written about apocalyptic things that have come true. And he's telling me that literally we are in the end times. Literally, we are in the end times. And he explains to me the exact 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 breakdowns that will equal end times by 2025. So, you know, we really need to start thinking about disaster. Ron Paul was just a guest with Tucker Carlson. He discussed the fact that he believes a gigantic black swan event is coming and everybody's got to be ready for it. So that's why I've teamed up with a veteran-owned America First company that sells high-quality freeze-dried beef for long-term storage with a 25-year shelf life. Right now, get premium all-American beef from Texas, Texas premium beef, ribeye, New York strip, tenderloin, or original steak sirloin at 15% off. They've created a website just for my fans, warbeef.com. You'll get exclusive 15% discounts. Everyone automatically at warbeef.com gets 15% off. There's an attack on our food supply, our farms, our production facilities, the supply chain, and of course inflation. Food prices are insane. They're spiraling. Worst of all, they're putting mRNA in our food. At warbeef.com, you'll only get one ingredient. Premium Texas beef is for survival food in case of emergency. No mRNA jabs ever. Stock up now. Keep fighting for the best, but always be prepared for the worst. Go to warbeef.com and automatically get 15% off at all times. Warbeef.com. All right, some of the big news stories I didn't get to. Planet Fitness stock drops again after making women share restrooms with men and literally canceling the membership of a woman who spilled the beans on them. Planet Fitness requires women to share bathrooms with men and to refer to men as whatever name and pronouns they want. And this is a person putting out a tweet. At X, no woman should want to be a member at Planet Fitness. Planet Fitness stock is now down 8% since this scandal. I would suggest that everyone who can, if you own Planet Fitness stock, sell it. If you don't own it and you like to sell it short, like Bud Light. And if you're just a member, you're not involved with stocks, but you're a member of Planet Fitness, cancel your membership and tell them why. All right, some other big news stories. A message to the Supreme Court. D.C. U.S. Attorney Matthew Graves threatens to seek more prison time for the January Sixers if the Supreme Court dares to reverse the obstruction statute this summer. He fires a warning shot to the bow of the U.S. Supreme Court. He threatens to seek more prison time if they reverse the statute and let these guys out. The High Court will hear oral arguments in Fisher versus the United States. It's statute 18 U.S.C. 1512 C2. And it's really just amazing. The Biden administration's corrupt DOJ has charged more than 300 January Sixers with this 18 U.S.C. 1512 C2. Additionally, two of the four charges against Trump and Jack Smith's D.C. case are conspiracy to obstruct, so the Supreme Court's ruling could torpedo the special counsel case against Trump as well. And Matthew Graves, the D.C. U.S. attorney, who is now arresting and charging thousands of nonviolent J6ers who didn't even enter the Capitol building, is threatening to seek more prison time if the Supreme Court reverses the obstruction count. Again, just like I mentioned in the first segment, can you imagine if any conservative said, I am more important and more powerful than the United States Supreme Court. I don't care what they rule. I will do something 20 times worse if they rule against me. Can you imagine the arrogance and the Nazi-like thinking of Matthew Graves? Matthew Graves, I'm a Jew. You're a Nazi. Please quote me. I'm a Jew. Matthew Graves is a Nazi. He is a Nazi Gestapo. Pig. You're a pig, buddy. And then, you know, I told everyone to get ready because the whole Haiti's coming to America, specifically Florida. And I think the whole Gaza will eventually be brought to the United States, too. You know, this is the mistake we make. You know what you should bring to the United States? The whole Israel. Put them all in Utah. That'd be wonderful, man. Utah would be the richest state in America. Fill it with wonderful Israeli Jews who work all day and are educated and make lots of money. And we'd have the most wealthy, prosperous state in America. Why don't we bring the Jews of Israel to America, but bring Gaza to America, bring Haiti to America, and you ruin the whole country and drag it down with people that are nothing but poor welfare queens and criminals up the yin-yang. What a disaster. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now!
U.S. USA News update. Former President Trump can challenge the ruling permitting Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis to continue overseeing his Georgia election interference case. A judge has approved a request from defense lawyers to seek a review of the decision from the state's appellate court. Last week, a judge decided that Willis could stay on the case, provided Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade was replaced. According to the State Department, efforts are underway to evacuate Americans stranded in Haiti by helicopter. This development coincides with a surge in gang violence in Haiti. The State Department has reported nearly 1,000 Americans currently in Haiti. Michael Cohen's request to terminate his supervised release ahead of schedule has been rejected by a judge who found probable perjury in his actions. Cohen sought to lift his release, scheduled to conclude in November, citing his testimony in former President Trump's civil fraud case. John Schaefer, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
right, the roots. I can't even say it. It's such a busy news day, it's hard to even say it. The root's on fire. There you go. Coming to you from the House of the Root built here in Las Vegas. If you want peace, prepare for war, and this is your war, Wayne Allen Root. By the way, the sponsor of this segment of the show, and then we got a great guest. Sponsor is Goldgate Capital. What are you waiting for? The world's on fire. America's in decline. Our borders are under invasion. Inflation is still raging. World War III is upon us. That's why everyone is buying gold and silver. The price of gold has been at or near or breaking through all-time highs for so many months now. It's now sitting the highest it's ever been. Central banks buying gold like it's going out of style, using both hands to buy it. Who's buying the most gold in the world? China, because they understand what's coming, because they're causing all the disasters and chaos and crisis and catastrophe that's coming our way. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money, whether it's central bankers, whether it's China, or whether it's yours truly, Wayne Allen Root, is buying all the gold I can get and all the crypto I can get. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver, delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, 401k, 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wainwright sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. I said $15,000 in free silver. Yep, tell them Wainwright sent you, and it's yours. So call Goldgate today. Tell them Moore sent you, toll-free, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com. All right, up next is our guest, John Rust. He is an egg farmer. His business is the second largest egg producer in the United States of America. He's a candidate for United States Senate in Indiana. His website is rust2024.com. And, John, I got to tell you, you got to love me because I'm one of the world's biggest egg eaters, right? I eat like 8 eggs for breakfast, and then throughout the day I might eat another 4. So I probably eat 12 eggs a day. I'm a guy who's making you rich, John.
Thank you so much. I need that. We need that very much.
And I hope you make lots of trips. You got to reciprocate. Make lots of trips to Vegas, gamble, yeah, stay in nice hotels, eat out every night, and you'll pay our taxes, right? We'll all do good. All right. So, first of all, I got to ask a question. I'm an SOB, son of a butcher. Okay. You're an egg producer, right? What brings an egg producer farmer into politics, and why do you want to be in the U.S. Senate?
You know, when COVID hit, you know, our farms were just decimated by government going in and shutting down churches, restaurants, businesses all across the country, and it decimated our business. And I know firsthand, you know, how government is overreach caused that. And so I want to stand up and say, hey, you know, I'm from the business world. I know what works, and I know what government should not be doing. And I think, you know, it's my job to stand up and, you know, fight for that, because we have to have freedom in this country and not just, you know, government trying to pick winners and losers.
So I'm seeing this as I'm looking at the next question here we're going to discuss. My eyes are popping out of my head because I didn't even know this. Despite collecting more ballot access signatures than any other Senate candidate in Indiana, you were removed from the ballot. And then you had to win, I guess, in Indiana Superior Court to have the two primary rules declared unconstitutional. So explain to me what's going on, because I guess I'm a little confused, too. Are you on the ballot for United States Senate?
Not today, but hopefully by the end of next week we will be back on. We're at the Indiana State Supreme Court once again to get back on. You know, I had 17,000 ballot signatures. A Superior Court judge threw out the law as unconstitutional. But, you know, the fix is in. The GOP establishment, Indiana, is fighting hard against me. The Democratic establishment is fighting hard against me. You know, they removed me from the ballot unanimously, both Democrats and Republicans, because I didn't meet what they call this two primary rule. This two primary rule means you have to vote in two Republican primaries in a row. My last one was 2016. But if you follow the letter of that law, Abraham Lincoln himself could not have ran for president in 1860 had he remained a resident of Indiana. This law is very obscure. Not a lot of people know it, and they use it to keep people off the ballot they don't like. And so, you know, I'm obviously not an establishment candidate, so, you know, they're going after me hard.
Well, if you're not an establishment candidate, are you a Trump MAGA America First candidate?
Absolutely. 100%. You know, I want a real border wall. What upsets me with Indiana politicians is we have a lot of people here who say they want a border wall, but then they actively work against it, you know, by voting for speakers of the House and Republican leadership that works against Trump. I want to make sure we have that border wall built. It's just absolutely essential.
So who is the United States senator that's sitting in the seat you're running for?
Right now it's Mike Braun, but he is stepping out of that to run for governor. It's an open seat presently.
All right, so it's an open seat, and who did they leave in the Republican primary while they were taking you out?
His name is Jim Banks, and he's a career politician from northeastern Indiana.
Okay, so they left an establishment rhino type in, and they took you off because you scare them, because you're a small businessman and a citizen politician and a farmer and MAGA and America First. Does that kind of sum it up?
Exactly. You know, the Indiana GOP, you know, it's what we're talking about on the push. We have, you know, Indiana's a very red state, but we have our state GOP establishment pushing electric car plants on Hoosiers, you know, with massive tax subsidies. And, you know, that's just not right. You know what's happening in the electric car industry. No one wants to buy them.
No one wants
them. We're being forced to subsidize them.
And
it's because, you know, these Republican establishment types, you know, want to pick winners and losers. They think, oh, you need to be driving an electric car because that's better for the environment. Let the consumer choose that. That's my view.
Well, let me ask you this. So Trump goes to the Supreme Court and he wins. And they say, you can't take Trump off the ballot in Colorado. Doesn't that apply to you and them taking the establishment taking you off the ballot in Indiana?
Yes, exactly. And the United States Supreme Court specifically said state courts and state legislatures could not remove federal candidates from the ballot. And I was on the ballot when I was removed by the Indiana Election Commission, which is a non-elected commission of political establishment figures.
So go ahead, John. Go ahead.
So the state Supreme Court is looking at it right now, and they did not take into consideration the Trump case. So we're hopeful that the Indiana State Supreme Court will take into consideration the recent victory by Trump to get back on the ballot in Colorado so that I can be back on the ballot, because it very plainly says that you cannot remove a federal candidate from the ballot.
Well, you got more ballot access signatures than any other Senate candidate. Does that translate to polls? Have you done polls? How are you doing against the establishment candidate that they left on the ballot? Do you know?
Well, I was obviously doing very well on the ballot because they don't want me on the ballot. You know, if I was, you know, just some chicken farmer that they thought they could easily beat, they would have let me on. But because they know Hoosiers are just sick to death of career politicians, you hear that all across the country. You know, we see what the national debt is doing. It's $270,000 per taxpayer today. That's not right. You know, we just keep electing the same politicians over and over and expect anything to really change. We have to send outsiders, true outsiders, to Washington.
All right, let's talk about a couple of issues. Let's start with the TikTok bill that was passed by the U.S. House. You were opposed to the TikTok bill passed by a Republican House. Why?
I believe we should restrict all technology from eavesdropping on us. You know, China may be using TikTok to spy on us, but they could also be using another app as well. We need to make it so that your cell phone is not tracking you and transferring that information to China or any foreign government. That's how I look at it.
Well, I think you're on the right track. I just think we should make sure you tack on to that it shouldn't be our government either that's following
us
and every step we take, they're monitoring us, and every word we say, they're listening to us. All of that is terrible. The United States has become a foreign government. Open borders. How do you want to fight open borders?
No, we have to absolutely have a full and complete border wall from the Gulf of Mexico to the Pacific Ocean. This nonsense of border security and adding a few agents, you know, I'm sorry, but the agents I was down there, you know, they get sick of acting like hotel, you know, bellhops, bringing the luggage across for people. That's not, you know, they don't want that to be their job. They want to actually protect the border. They can't do that right now. Until we have a real border wall from the Gulf of Mexico to the Pacific Ocean, it's not going to happen. You know, Republicans in Congress in 2017 and 2018 refused Trump's border wall. They said it would cost $21 billion. That is a drop in the bucket to what illegal immigration is costing us today. I read one figure recently. It's $350 billion a year we're paying right now for all the benefits for illegal immigrants. We have to have a real border wall.
No, it makes no sense. I've said this for years and years. The amount of money that Trump wanted to spend on a border wall is so tiny compared to what we're giving Ukraine. You know, compared to what we're giving Ukraine, compared to what it costs us in welfare and food stamps and crime with illegals. It just makes no sense. How about the economy, the national debt?
Right. And in 2017 and 2018, less than 25% of House Republicans supported the border wall. And now, you know, they're all changing their tune. They're talking about a border wall now, but we have to have it now. We can't keep waiting for an election. You know, Congress today should be making sure it is funded today and making Joe Biden accept that funding, but they're not. They're just being quiet and kicking the can down the road, saying, oh, let's wait until Trump's in. They should be doing it right now.
Agreed. All right, the economy, the national debt, your thoughts.
We have to have real fiscal responsibility. We cannot keep funding all these, aid, you know, like the Department of Education, you know, billions of dollars that really doesn't do anything. We have to return that completely to the states. We have to have real fiscal responsibility. You know, there was a senator named William Proxmire from Wisconsin back in the day, and he identified government toilets that were costing $3,500 for a toilet seat. Today, those same toilet seats, the government's spending $14,500 per toilet seat. You know, it is just insane. I am for a strong, lethal military. You know, it's the job of the military is to go out and kill bad people. End of story. But that doesn't mean we need to be spending money, you know, exorbitantly on stuff that's really not needed.
It's all about OPM, other people's money. They don't care because it's not their money. It's so easy to spend other people's money. Hey, John, we're on the run. He's an egg farmer. His business, second largest egg producer in the United States of America, candidate for U.S. Senate in Indiana. His name is John Rust. His website is rust2024.com. John Rust, we hope and pray you're back on the ballot next week. Thank you for coming on. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for GoGet Capital. What are you waiting for? The world's on fire. America's in decline. Our borders are under invasion. Inflation's still raging. World War III is upon us. That's why everyone's buying gold and silver. The price of gold is nearing an all-time high. And central banks, the smartest minds in the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then they bought the most gold in history in the first quarter and the first half of 2023. And now they're on pace to end the year with the all-time record. And who's buying the most gold in the world? China. They understand what's coming. So, what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Allyn Root sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate today. Tell them Ward sent you. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Avio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com, and use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll-free, 800-422-8148.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Way down the roots, a bombshell has been revealed. U.S. Green Beret Special Forces are permanently stationed in Taiwan near the border with China. I mean, we are so headed for World War III, it is ridiculous. Does that mean that it literally starts in full this week, this month, this year? No, it might take a year. It might be next year, 2025. It might be 2026, but I'm telling you, World War III, the match has been lit between Russia and China and Iran and North Korea and the entire Middle East. World War III is starting. It may be just starting slowly, a slow burn. But we're in it, man. We're in it, and you better have a good president. We're in it. It better be Trump, because can you imagine life with Joe Biden? Whew. Pet Club 24/7, Joe Biden 2, right? Joe Biden 2.0. I mean, this guy is brain dead. Did you see him on a stage today? Was it today or yesterday? I don't know. It's out today, but it might have been yesterday. But I think it was this morning. And he was just wandering around the stage about to give a speech, and then he saw a little baby girl. I'm telling you, he's a pervert. I don't know if he's a pedophile, but he's definitely a pervert. And he wanders off away from his... lecture and in the speech, and he goes straight to the baby girl, and he's wandering around trying to grab the baby girl. I mean, he is lost, completely lost. He's not the president of the United States. Don't forget, this is not Wayne Root talking. Go back to what the special counsel said. He's not capable of putting him on trial for the crimes he's committed because he's a feeble old man with no memory. Well, you can't be president if you're a feeble old man with no memory. You can't be president if you can't stand trial because you're a feeble old man. You can't be president of the United States. And he's not president of the United States. Barack Obama is president of the United States. Joe Biden is the feeble puppet who stands there and wanders around the stage, and then they just, you know, make him sign a point to it. He signs whatever they want. It's all written by Obama. It's all demanded by Obama. Obama's the president of the United States, or maybe Valerie Jarrett's the president of the United States, or maybe Susan Rice is the president of the United States, and they're all just proxies for China, communist China and the Mexican drug cartel. That's who runs this country, China and the Mexican drug cartel. They may do it through their guy, Obama, and his assistants, Valerie Jarrett and Susan Rice. But in the end, it's the Mexican drug cartel in China that run the show, that call the shots because they make all the money. They bribed all the officials. They're all bribed. They've all got bank accounts offshore, as certain as I'm standing here. All right. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Pet Club 24/7. Nothing I wouldn't do for my dog Bubba and my dog Buddy. Bubba's almost as tall as me. He's like my little baby. I love him. He's the most loving dog in the world, but when he stands up, he's about 6 feet tall. He's almost 100 pounds. And the most important thing we could do for our pets is help support their immune system, so hopefully they live a long life. My friends at Pet Club 24/7 have developed a natural product that contains a mushroom that's been used for thousands of years to strengthen the immune system of pets. There have been over 400 published clinical trials and studies performed on this very product from top institutions like Sloan Kettering and MD Anderson. All pets can benefit, dogs, cats, horses, anything you keep in your house. It's extremely safe. It doesn't interact with medications. Pets cannot overdose. There are no side effects. Take advantage of special discounts only for Wainwright fans right now at PC247Health.com, PC247Health.com. Won't you do anything for your pet? I'd do anything for Bubba and Buddy. PC247Health.com. You don't need any promo code. You automatically get all the big discounts when you go to this site. My fans get the discounted price on the product automatically. All right, so let's talk about Haiti. When I left a minute ago, I was talking about Haiti and how they're bringing all these people to America. It's going to be 300,000 minimum. It's going to just flood Florida, and it's a disaster. We don't want them. We don't need 300,000 Haitians in America. And Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, says Haitian migrants will go straight to Martha's Vineyard if Biden tries to block deportations. And so let me tell you the good and the bad of this. The really good is I invented this idea, as I've said on the show many times. 15 years ago, I invented this idea that illegal immigration could be stopped cold if Republican governors just shipped every illegal immigrant in their state to the richest towns, richest blue towns in the Democrat blue states. Places like Scarsdale, New York, Great Neck, New York, the five towns, the Upper East Side of Manhattan, the Upper West Side of Manhattan, Georgetown in Washington, D.C., and, of course, Martha's Vineyard. Pick the richest, most liberal place where everyone votes Democrat and ship them all there. That was my idea. So I love that Ron DeSantis is doing it and Governor Abbott in Texas has done it in the past. I love that, but the bad news is I've changed my idea. Okay, you don't just ship them to rich towns like Martha's Vineyard. You ship them to Washington, D.C. All of them. Every illegal in every Republican state. In Texas, in Florida, in North Carolina, in South Carolina, in Tennessee, in Idaho. You name the Republican state, you find an illegal alien. Alabama, Louisiana, you find an illegal alien. It's just like Bud Light, right? When we divided our boycotts, we never succeeded. But when every patriot aimed at the same company, Bud Light, we won. Bud Light was destroyed. They are destroyed. And they're not getting any better. And if we aim our cannon at one city, every illegal in America should be sent to Washington, D.C. Send them all to the United States Congress. Fill the area around the White House and the Capitol building and the Senate building, right? Just fill it with illegal aliens. Hundreds of thousands till Washington can't move anymore. That's the only way to change things.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.